Auburn gets the best possible news that you can imagine with the Janai Broome injury after the blowout of Georgia State. Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast. It's Kyle Rush and Zepp Jasper, and we are ready to talk about this blowout victory Auburn has. Once again, it feels like every time we talk about an Auburn game, it's another complete, utter destruction of another team. But the main story is the injury of Janai Broome and then the good news that we heard today about it. We're going to jump into all that in just a second. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon codes. Got two codes, Zep. Number one is next round. You get a 50% deposit bonus in the anywhere, sportsbook or the casino. And then you have TNR Casino where you get a 300% deposit bonus. So if you give them $100, they're going to give you another 300 back in free play to play in the casino. Win big there. Hit that sports book. Zep's just killing it with the Auburn picks. So just, hey, tweet him, ask him for his advice on Auburn picks because he's on a roll. But yeah, check him out, mybookie.ag. Auburn wins, drops a dollar on Georgia State, 100-59, covers the spread at the buzzer, JP hits a three at the buzzer to cover. But the big story was Janai Broome going out early in the game with what looked pretty bad was a shoulder injury, ran into the locker room, came back out with a big ice pack on and very visible tears in his eyes, and everybody kind of feared the worst. But Auburn does a press release today. You get the best news possible. There's no structural anything wrong to the point where there's going to require surgery. He's going to start rehab immediately. Zep, to me, that's the best news you could possibly get out of this.
Without a doubt, that's the best news we can get. Because Janai Broome is the best player in the country, without a doubt. So this is a key. This is a key to our success. When he went down, I was kind of scared because I was like, oh my God, we need Janai. This is our man. This is our guy. Yeah. This is the guy who we focus on. He's key to our team. He's the success. He's the guy who gets us going. He's the snake. He's the things that gets everything to flow. But you know, I was pretty excited when I heard that. You know, the injury wasn't that bad.
Yeah. So I didn't realize, but apparently this is sort of a thing with him. So the shoulder can kind of pop out and pop back in, not like a complete dislocation, but that's just sort of a thing with him where it's like it'll come out and then it'll be a little bit of a stinger tender. And then he just got to sort of rehab it and take it easy for a while. Is that correct? Am I describing that correct? It seems like this is something that's not very uncommon with him.
Yes, it's pretty common because it didn't happen like more than one time. Even it happened the time I was at Auburn. Sometimes it pops out, but it's one of those things you take lightly, not for him to practice hard, go hard every single day, because you don't need, you know, one of those slightly injuries for him to go and practice and he play hard, he go up for a rebound, then it's back out of place. It's one of those things. He get treatment from morning, afternoon, then nighttime. It's one of those things you just take lightly and recover each day and get better and make sure that shoulder is getting stronger every single time.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to push it, especially right now, because it's not really needed. I think he's probably going to be out till at least conference play starts. I might hold him out as long as you can. As long as you feel like you can handle the team that you're playing without him, I'd probably hold him out as long as you possibly can, because like you said, he's the difference between a one seed and maybe, like, honestly, maybe a 4 or 5 seed. I mean, he really is. He's that valuable. I say that, and Auburn wins by 40, even with him being out almost the whole game. I mean, virtually the whole game he was out. So they still find ways to win, but I do think he's the difference. He's multiple wins. He's worth double-digit wins just with him on the court. Himself. So, yeah, that was scary. There was a lot of emotion. Everybody was very, very terrified. But I think we got the best news you could possibly get. I think he's going to be All right. As far as, you know, let's get past the injury talk. He's going to be okay. He's going to come back. He's going to play. Auburn still finishes the game. I think Janai had only played like 2 minutes, or I'm sorry, two minutes into the game is whenever this injury happened. So you played 38 minutes without him. It's not like you lost him at the end of the game. You played virtually the whole game without him, and you covered the spread, which was 39.5 points, hit busting 100 points right there at the buzzer. Zip, how aware are you guys when you get close to 100 that y'all are trying to get to 100? Is that just like a fan thing?
Oh, that's a player's thing also. Because ain't nothing like seeing 100 on that clock, yeah. Especially with the walk-ons being in the game. It's yeah. Nothing like seeing one of your brothers get a basket, seeing all your brothers win. You know the starting players and the first 9 to 10 guys are going to score. But having a walk-ins in and scoring 100 points, hearing the crowd go crazy, it's like a dream come true. But it's been very easy for Auburn to get 100 points this year. We actually could have had 100 points against Ohio State also.
Oh, yeah. And there was another one where – it was at home. It was against Richmond. Richmond could have been 100 points easy. I think they scored 96.
96.
And they clanked a few around there at the end and could have easily busted 100 there. But this offensive team, what's crazy, Janai goes out and the offensive rating from an analytical standpoint goes up. Now, not saying they're more efficient with Janai out, but once they kind of got their rotation figured out, they kept scoring. They started shooting better. They were, everybody was sort of getting in on the action. And then, your boy Chaney Johnson, who you said from the beginning of the season, you got to watch out for him. He completely goes off for 26 points, 12 of 14, from the field, 8 rebounds, just played 30 minutes and didn't really get into foul trouble either. I mean, he did end up with 3 fouls, but he guarded and didn't really, you know, that's been a thing on him. He plays good defense, but you foul, but you get in foul trouble every single game. Mm-hmm. He stepped up, man. He stepped up. I guess talk about that and then, like, how do you unlock that? How do you unlock that Chaney the rest of the way? Because it seems like boy, the flashes are there. And it's like he looks like an NBA player when he's playing like he played last night.
Well, Chaney Johnson is a high level player. He's an NBA type player, NBA type body. What he knew when Janai went out this game, he knew he had to step up his game because he knew that was 20 points off the board. He knew that was 10, at least 10 rebounds off the board when Janai's gone.
Yep.
So he knew off the bigs, he's the next man up. And BP always talks about you have to be next, have to have that next man up mentality. If one player gets hurt, we have another player that can do that, that can fill in, do the same exact thing. And I think Chaney Johnson, he's a humble guy, and I felt like he had a chance to showcase this game and really get that confidence almost going into conference play. But with the next game being Purdue, if I'm not mistaken, give us extremely confidence if Janai's out.
Yeah. So it was doubly important that he goes that off because he even had to play some 5 because Dylan had 3 fouls in like 35 seconds after Janai got hurt. He got 3 fouls in like a heartbeat. So that's just even more pressure on him to have to perform. And man, he looks so much. He has the most look of an NBA player on the whole roster. To me, he's like the NBA body, NBA athleticism. He has the most. He looks like a pro. Correct me. What do you think? Am I overstepping there?
Oh, you definitely not overstepping. He have everything an NBA player should have. He have the body, the size, the length. Like you said, just about confidence, seeing what he can do. And he showed us what he could do.
Yeah.
I know going into practice this week, BP is going to have him playing the 5, the 4, because he knows that if Janai Broom is out, he knows it's going to be Chaney Johnson. It's going to be the next guy, and it's going to be his time to shine.
Yeah, he's got a golden opportunity here over the next couple of games, probably more than a couple, next several games to really – really show out, really have a chance that we're going to have to lean on him inside. He's really going to be your other than, you know, Dylan is more of your putback guy. He's more of your, you know, alley-oop guy. Not a ton of post moves. This is your guy that you can feed it in, and he can win one-on-one battles, and you got to have him. So kudos to him 2 minutes into the game, taking the ball and making it happen. So that was obviously big. Shooting continues to be we continue to get better and better. There's more and more weapons shooting, and Denver Jones all of a sudden coming on and being able to be the deep threat that he is, hitting 5 threes, shooting 5 of 7 from three. I mean, talk about how important Denver is, and like just being able to be that deep threat. And there's so many guys. I mean, you got Chad. Chad had an off shooting night. So what happens? Denver goes and hits 5 threes. I mean, it's just like it can come from anywhere.
Denver Jones has been electric. He has been on fire. That Ohio State game, I thought he was playing a video game out there, because he was every shot he took, it was going straight in. And the thing with Denver is he's been efficient. You don't see a lot of guys who shoot volume shots and they're efficient. You know, he's coming in at the right time and, you know, finna go in conference play, and he's coming in on fire. He have the confidence. He's been a great teammate, a great leader, playing that point guard position. I still think we can get more points out of point guard position, but he's been awesome these past 2 to 3 games.
Yeah, he had a nice pick pocket and with a slam, breakaway dunk as well. He's good on both ends of the court. Zep, there's something about this team, man, and it's one of those things. I don't think there's a statistic that shows it. I don't think there's even really anything measurable that you can really put on it. But I want to get your thoughts on this. I feel like this team is so connected. They're so like they play so well together. They know each other so well. It's like they know where everybody is on the court. Like, and you don't even have to be looking at them. They just know so and so is going to be there. I can think of a play late in the game. Chad Baker Mazzara got a rebound on a missed shot, and then without even knowing, Chaney was coming down the lane behind him. He turns. It's like he just knew it. He couldn't see him. He just knew he was going to be there. Hits him with, and then you get the dunk, the putback dunk. I mean, it just seems like Dylan has such a knack for being able to know when a shot's going to be missed, and he's able to put it back. I mean, it's just this team, man. They it's almost like it's all the same person out there. They're linked in the brain. It's crazy how efficient and how in sync. That's the word I was going for. In sync, they actually are. How do you get to that point? How do you get to that point? And then like, how do you maintain that when you're playing in these tough games?
Well, BP has done a very great job with his team, because he put everybody in position, their personalities, their styles. I would say this team have the best style and personality fit. They fit with each other. Yes. So every single thing they do, their bond, it's like, it's so contagious. It's like everyone knows how to move, when to move, when to do this, when not to do this.
Yes.
And it's like every time they do something on the court, it's like they pick each other up. It's like, okay, next time let's do this. We're not going to yell. We're not going to do this. Like, okay, we had that in practice, but this is game time. This is what we're going to be. We're going to be brothers, and we're going to focus on the things we can focus on. And like I say, the bun is what makes them be so realistic on the court and so real to each other. So like you said, Dylan getting those rebounds, it's like he works on that so much. It's like it's come so natural to him right now. So natural to him now. Because BP used to yell. When I tell you, he used to yell at him, if he didn't get that rebound, I promise BP was going to get in his chest and give it to him and say, why didn't you get that offensive rebound? Dylan didn't have nothing to say, but he knew deep down inside he practiced those things.
Yeah. I think a lot of it too, Zep, correct me if you think I'm wrong here. These guys accept their role so well. They all accept, they know it's not a lot of me first type stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think when you can accept your role, it puts you out of the mindset of how I got to get mine. And it's like how I can help. And I know, And that in turn just naturally gets you in the spot that you need to be in. I feel like I could be off on that, but it feels like this team is just full of unselfish dudes. That unselfishness leads to, I'm not thinking about me, I'm thinking about my teammate. And then bam, I'm right there for the putback, or bam, I'm right there to help out on the backside, or bam, I'm right there for the outlet pass because I know my guy's in trouble and I'm not trying to be a hero. I feel like that plays a little bit into it.
Oh, you hit it right on there. That was 100% true. If it ain't nothing you said right, that was totally 100% right.
Yeah.
You hit it right on there because, like you say, they accept their role. They buy it in. It's something they talked about and something they realized that we know this guy's going to do this. We know whatever we got to do, we're going to help each other out. We're going to build a team, and we're going to build a team with success. Each player is going to have a success, and we're going to all be good at what we do.
Yep, absolutely. I want to give a big shout out to my man, Ja'Kai Howard. Look, there was a lot of turmoil early on. There was a lot of stuff that's would have, I think that just that event in and of itself breaks a lot of folks, probably breaks the average guy, or is embarrassing to the point to where you don't want to, I don't know, you lash out or things like that. But ever since he's took it on the chin, he maybe literally and figuratively, and he sat out when he had to sit out, probably when he wanted to play, and then he's gotten his opportunity to play, and he's put everything behind him, and he's just being a solid role player in this offense. And honestly, he's a threat now. When you put him in, he's a threat to make something happen. Didn't have his greatest scoring game. He only had 7 points. But he goes in there, he's 4 for 4 from the line. I mean, hitting crucial free throws, and he hit a 3 as well. He's not just a one-trick pony with, you know, just slam dunks and alley-oops. I'm just overall, I think I'm probably the most proud of Ja'Kai than I am of anybody on this team. The bounce back for the way he has and not griping and complaining, taking his punishment, and then – when he's got his opportunities, he's excelled. I'm very, very proud of Ja'Kai.
You hit it right on the money. I'm also very, very proud of Ja'Kai, especially the adversity he had went through these past couple weeks. To see him on the court, to splash threes, to dunking on people, to having fun, to cheering on his teammates, not playing in Maui. You know, I've seen what that guy has went through over the past 2-3 years. And he has learned the past weeks to understand the game, to understand his coaches, to understand his teammates, his family. Like you say, I'm just super proud of him and what he have done.
Yeah, absolutely. So Auburn goes to, I guess they play Purdue. I don't go really anywhere. They play Purdue this weekend on Saturday. It's a ranked matchup, another quad one opportunity, but you're going to be without Jani Broome. You're going to be without Jani Broome, and you're going up against one of the top teams in the country. Without really diving into a lot of it, Zip, early thoughts on that game. I know it's not the same Purdue that you had last year. You don't have that elite big man again. So how do you feel early as far as how that matchup plays out?
I think it's a very good matchup. Purdue is a great team, great players, great coaches, with a very phenomenal great point guard. I love his game. He's going to be one of those guys we have to shut down, and we're going to miss Jani Broome. You know, a lot of people are going to look at us and say, oh, I don't think they can win without Jani Broome, but I guarantee you this, we're going to come in with a physical game plan, and we're going to figure out how we can score without Jani Broome.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to see which guy's going to step up.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's going to be one. It's going to be a lot of fun on Saturday to watch. I know the luster of it without Jani is going to be probably, I don't know. I think it'll still be a hype atmosphere. I think it'll still be, everybody still be excited. Maybe a little bit confidence, just a little bit lower, I guess, just because you feel like if you got Jani, you can take on anybody. You're going to have to find some different ways to score inside. And then obviously you're going to have some really good guard play. So we'll see how that one plays out. And we'll definitely have, we'll talk about it after the fact. But again, best news you could possibly have. He's not out for the season. He's going to have to rehab, be patient with it. But overall, I think we're going to get him back for the meat of conference play and still be able to be that team that we think we can be. And hopefully he's back enough, healthy enough where he can still push for player of the year, because I think it's almost unanimous. He was the player of the year at the time he got hurt. So definitely hate for that to get spoiled, because he deserves it for everything he's done for Auburn. Zep, thank you for jumping on, man. Tell everybody how they can find you and support you.
On Twitter at RIP_QUAN5, Instagram at RIP_QUAN12.
Yes, sir. You can find me on Twitter, the_Charlie_5. And you know we're going to be back again soon. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast.